Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com, your future is waiting.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky on this Sunday afternoon before the conference championships get going. Wanted to give you a recap of last night's basketball game. Ole Miss beats Texas A&M. A gigantic, gigantic win for a few reasons, but just a huge, huge win for Chris Beard and his team last night. An exciting second half of the game. The first half was not the prettiest basketball you've ever seen, but the second half was a lot of fun. Ole Miss executed, and they won a road game, which is hard to come by in the SEC. So I'm glad you're here. Welcome to this edition of the show. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. Also follow me on social media at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all there. Just find me there. No live stream tonight because of the aforementioned conference championship games. I'll make up for it sometime this week, but I'm not going to do a live stream during the NFC championship game. There's just no way. So forgive me for that. I appreciate your understanding. I would be too distracted to do anything other than watch this game tonight. So Ole Miss wins over Texas A&M. It was a good environment, a pink out for Texas A&M for breast cancer awareness, which I thought was a cool scene. I like when people do that personally. Over 12,600 people at Reed Arena, and Ole Miss comes home with a 71-68 win, and it is a huge, huge win. Texas A&M's metrics are quite good, so Ole Miss moved up a few spots in the net after that win, so it's huge from that perspective. Just getting that line item on your resume, a quad one road win, is a big deal for a lot of reasons. But also, I mean, they were down five with 3 minutes to go. What was it, down seven with just under 4 minutes to go? Something like that. But they were down five with 3 minutes to go. They had to make a huge clutch shot, but that didn't end the game. It felt like in the moment it kind of did, but Texas A&M responded with a three of their own almost immediately thereafter. Wade Taylor was unbelievable for the Aggies, and Ole Miss had to make six free throws after Jalen Murray's huge three. They had to make six free throws to seal the game, and they did just that. So that's such a mental thing, making clutch free throws, and they made six, and they needed all six after that on the road, huge environment. And it is a road win, and as we've talked about on the radio show, and you've seen talked about everywhere, I'm sure, by now, that road wins in the SEC are just really hard to come by. I mean, especially if you take away, like, just Vanderbilt, the road team's record in college basketball, or in SEC basketball, is horrible. It's really, really hard to win on the road, and teams are just not doing so this year. But even Vanderbilt gave Tennessee everything they wanted for, like, 30 of the 40 minutes that they played. I mean, Arkansas is a dumpster fire, and they had Kentucky down to the wire at Bud Walton on Saturday as well. Winning on the road is just really freaking hard to do. Auburn goes to Mississippi State and plays poorly. Now, State's good. We'll get to them in a second. But still, I mean, it's just a road win in front of 12,600 people, especially when Ole Miss has played poorly on the road so far this year, is a really, really big deal. And now the tournament conversation gets a lot more real. Now, it would have still been part of the discourse around this team had they lost this game with two opportunities at home upcoming, but eventually they were going to need to win a road game. Maybe they end up doing this. I don't think it's going to happen, but I also didn't think they'd be in this spot right now either, so shows you what I know. But They were going to have to win a road game eventually. They're not going to go undefeated at home. You've got to steal one or two on the road if you're going to make the tournament in the SEC. So until that happened, until they played well and executed on the road and won a road game, the tournament conversation would have been there, but not like this. Now we really can look at this team moving forward and the path to make the NCAA tournament, which, again, is a remarkable accomplishment for Chris Beard in year one. I mean, truly, being in this spot right now tells you a lot about him, but also the players on the team as well. But it just it shows you why everybody thinks so highly of him as a coach, them being in this spot. But it makes that conversation very, very real now. Had they lost, we still would have talked about it, but this changes the conversation for sure. Now you're talking about a path, but a path that allows slip-ups even because you got a quad one road win. So a huge win for a lot of reasons. And frankly, they didn't start the game particularly well. In fact, they for 17 of the first 20 minutes of the game, they played poorly. Was it 8 first-half turnovers for Ole Miss? Didn't shoot the ball well, didn't protect the ball well. Forgive the informal nature of this statement, but it's just kind of what I think is the best adjective for how they played in the first half. They played like butt for 17 minutes, and it kind of felt like, you know, here they are again, an opportunity on the road against a beatable team, and here they are turning it over and being reckless with the basketball and looking uncomfortable and not prepared for the moment. And then the final 3 minutes of that first half, a flip switched. And they made shot after shot after shot, including Matt Morrell's buzzer beater, to go into the locker room with a lead. I mean, I was even texting a friend. He was watching the game as I was, and we were both like, how on earth do they have a lead at halftime? Like, that makes no sense at all with the way they played, but they executed really, really well right before the half, and they played really good defense as well against A&M. That kept them in the game, so they rebounded well in the first half. They got out-rebounded in the game, but they rebounded with Texas A&M, who's one of the best offensive rebounding teams in college basketball, certainly one of the best in the SEC. So they weren't dominated on the glass. They played pretty good defense, and then they made shots towards the end of the half and came in with a halftime lead that they really, I mean, they didn't deserve to have, but they had it, and then they came out in the first 4 minutes of the second half and made a bunch of shots again and came out with their hair on fire. Cisse was playing really well. He got hurt. Now he came back in the game. I'm curious to see what his availability is on Tuesday because it looked really bad, but him coming back in the game wasn't 100% when he came back. You could tell he kind of lost a step of explosiveness, but came out hot in the start of the second half and then held on for dear life and ended up winning a huge game on the road, hostile environment. That was a mentally tough win for Chris Beard and Ole Miss. We'll keep talking about this and do some box score stuff and highlight a couple of players and then give you a quick look and thought on Mississippi State after I tell you the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online. ABSMS.com, that's the website. If you are in the market for office technology and your Mississippi business is anywhere in Mississippi, that's the beauty of it. If you have a Mississippi business, ABSMS.com has you covered. Advantage Business Systems, tell them I sent you, get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, ABSMS.com for all of your office technology needs. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. We've got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely one in your backyard. They make you a priority with their local loan servicing and decision making. So if you need a loan and you get a loan and you need that loan service for any reason, it's somebody that you will have here in your backyard at your branch location and not somebody on Zoom or out of state that you have to talk to get a loan, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. Their online banking platform is a one-stop shop, so all you need is an internet connection, and you can do everything you want to do with your money with Priority One Bank. So Jalen Murray was, he made that clutch shot with, 27 seconds left in the game to give Ole Miss the lead that they never relinquished after that, obviously. He was excellent. He had 16 points, 5 assists as well in the game, was 4 of 9 from three-point land and 6 of 14 from the field. Jamin Brightfield was second on the team in points with 15. He was 5 of 7 from the field and 2 of 3 from three-point land. Made 3 of his 5 free throws, but 2 of those were clutch. We'll get to that here in a second. Also had 3 assists as well and a steal. Alan Flanagan struggled shooting the basketball, struggled early in this game, quite frankly, just overall. And then his spark later on in the game really helped carry this team. He played 36 minutes, had 7 very important rebounds, including 1 offensive rebound and 3 steals, so and a couple of assists as well. So was 4 of 10 from the field. Again, it looked like he was pressing a little bit early, but really impacted the game in a lot of ways. Did it defensively, again, with 3 steals and a block. Did it on the glass, had a pair of assists, and then he also was one of those free throw shooters late in the game. Very, very clutch in that spot. Matt Morrell had 9 points, certainly not his best day shooting, was 1 of 5 from 3, 3 of 10 from the field. Also hit his only 2 free throws that mattered a whole heck of a lot, but he had a really tough, difficult assignment defensively, especially in foul trouble. And so even though he didn't score a lot of points, he did have a big impact on the game. Moussa Cisse, the aforementioned injury, again, he came back in the game, looked really, really ugly at the time, but he there for a stretch in that game was a force defensively and on the glass. He had 6 rebounds, just 4 points in the game, but was 2 of 3 from the field. Also had 3 blocks. I mean, again, he was a force for a while in that game. Had a steal as well. And, you know, looking at his health, again, he came back in the game. We'll see what it's like because his matchup on Tuesday is going to be a big one. TJ Caldwell gave them some nice things off the bench. Brandon Murray had 22 really important minutes, was just 2 of 7 from the field, but made 1 of his 2 threes, made all 3 of his free throws, but had 8 rebounds, 4 of which were offensive rebounds. Also had a block as well. That was his best game in an Ole Miss uniform so far. Like that he didn't force things offensively. I keep saying this because this is kind of what it was. Impacted the game in a lot of different ways, and that's how Ole Miss was able to win this game. They weren't able to just kind of shoot their way out of this one. They had to do the little things right. They had to rebound well. Again, they had 13 offensive rebounds in this game. Jamarion Sharp had a pair as well. Somebody asked me why he didn't play much. I think quite simply just the matchup didn't favor him. He was just kind of unplayable, just not a very good matchup for him to get a lot of minutes. Chris Beard at one point went to a small ball lineup that was really effective. He made a lot of adjustments as a coach in that game that really helped the team win. The willingness as a coach to do things like that, manipulating lineups that you don't use very often because it presents the best matchup, just another example for why Chris Beard's as good as he is. But he called it a game that wasn't going to be pretty on the stat sheet. And so you had winning plays and performances that weren't exactly pretty. Again, Brandon Murray only had 8 points, but he was extremely impactful in this game. Alan Flanagan didn't have a pretty game, but he was extremely impactful. 3 steals, 1 block, like I said before, 7 rebounds. You know, those kind of things had to be done for them to win this game, and they did it. So I kind of, I really liked what Chris Beard said after the game when it came to that. Just, you know, he said he told the guys at halftime, it's not going to be a box score game. Don't worry about that. Just make winning plays. And sure enough, they did just that, especially those 6 important free throws. After Jalen Murray hit that huge 3, which at the time you kind of felt like was going to seal the game, it did not, because he makes that shot. He makes that shot for Ole Miss to go up, let's see, it was at what, 27 seconds, right, I believe? 22 seconds. He made the 3-point shot to go up 3 with 22 seconds left. A&M gets 1 back, so now Ole Miss is up 2. Flanagan gets fouled with 14 seconds left, up 2, gets to the free throw line, makes them both. So you think, again, the game's probably over. Ole Miss is up 4:14 seconds left. Nope. Wade Taylor makes a three-point shot that was taken from San Antonio and cuts the lead back to one. Brakefield gets fouled, makes them both. So Ole Miss goes from up one after the big three from A&M. Brakefield hits the line with 7 seconds left, only up one, and buries both free throws. Ole Miss then chooses to foul up three. Wade Taylor makes both free throws. So here they are again, 5 seconds left. Ole Miss only up one. Matt Morrell gets fouled, and what does he do? He buries both free throws. A&M misses a three-point shot to tie at the buzzer, and Ole Miss wins the game. And, I mean, free throw shooting is almost exclusively mental. Now, you have guys that are really bad free throw shooters, and they just miss them because they're bad at it. But most decent college basketball players, when the lights are off and the arena's empty, can make two free throws just whenever they feel like it. But in this spot, those three guys going 6 for 6 with the game on the line, on the road in front of 12,000 people, that is, to me, that is exclusively mental. That is all a good indication of mental toughness, confidence. And that team resonates and oozes confidence. That comes from, and they talked about it after the game some, that comes from coaching. And also, you know, belief in themselves, and those three guys that made those shots are all veteran guys, and that helps. But man, that was a clear indication of a mentally tough and confident basketball team to step to the line. Murray to bury that three-point shot, by the way, from Steph Curry range to take that initial three-point lead with 22 seconds left, but for four different guys, including Murray's shot. So he makes that big clutch shot, and then three different guys step to the free throw line in that spot and make gotta-have-em free throws to win that game on the road. Just really showed you a lot about the mental makeup of that team, the confidence, the coaching, and more. That was a really impressive thing. You know, it's weird calling free throws impressive, but it was. I mean, you guys saw it. I'm sure you don't disagree with me there. That was mental toughness just oozing through those guys. And as a result, it never got weird because they never missed a free throw. That was really impressive. So next up, obviously, is Mississippi State on Tuesday. I think that the crowd is going to be pretty awesome. May or may not sell out formally, but I would be shocked if there is not a button. Basically, every seat will probably be the best environment that the Pavilion has seen this year. I mean, I know the students are going to get every single available ticket after their section fills up, so that'll be great. And Mississippi State's quite good. I mean, this is a good state team. They have their same issues on the road like everybody else, but Tolu Smith is really, really good. He's physical. He can score. Going to be a very, very good challenge for Musa Cisse. Cisse's got to play really well because Smith is physical. And he can score at the basket. Now, he's not going to stretch the floor or anything like that, but he's physical, he's a veteran, he can score. Cisse is going to have a really good game, and knock on wood, hope that he's healthy enough. And again, he played, but still, he's going to have a big game because I don't think Sharp is going to be a great matchup for Ole Miss against Smith. He's quite good. Hubbard is their only other real reliable scorer, and he's a true freshman. You guys know him. He was committed to Ole Miss, and then Kermit got fired, so he reopened his recruitment and went off to Mississippi State. I mean, he'll pull up and shoot from anywhere. He is, he's a freshman, and sometimes he does freshman things, but he can score from anywhere. He's very athletic. I'm curious to see how Ole Miss is going to try to defend him, because he is really Mississippi State's only dynamic scorer that they have on that team. Otherwise, they play exceptional defense. They really try to bog you down to their style of play and kind of make games a rock fight. That's where they're comfortable. They're comfortable in the physical. They're comfortable in the low-scoring games. It fits their style. So Ole Miss has their hands full. It's a really good Mississippi State team coming off of a really impressive win against Auburn on their home floor yesterday. So environment's going to be great. The challenge is going to be great, but a real opportunity for Ole Miss to get another huge win, which would be that if they can pull it off against Mississippi State. And, of course, they have Auburn at home on Saturday. So two massive opportunities for Ole Miss at home to get two quality quad one wins, and we'll see if they can pull it off. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you after the game, of course, and then we will we'll continue on. I guess I will go live after the game. That's what I'll do. I will go live after the game on Tuesday. That'll be the live stream on Tuesday, is the reaction to that. But Ole Miss football got some news. I'll record that tomorrow for you. So you'll get an episode tomorrow, which is Monday, and then we'll go live after the game on Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate you very much, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.